Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Congressional vote on all checkoffs yesterday. Tell you about that in just a moment.
I'll tell you the trouble with Washington. There's not enough Oklahoma in it. Washington's full of guys with briefcases. Use words like ideological roadmaps. I don't even know what they're talking about. Then there's Congressman Frank Lucas. He's Oklahoma through and through. And he keeps those Washington types in line. You see, here in Oklahoma, we know the value of a dollar. So when the Washington bureaucrats try to solve things by printing more money so they can spend more money, Frank Lucas tells them no. Bailouts? Same answer. Frank Lucas is fighting spending, cutting deficits, and saving your money. Because that's how we do it in Oklahoma. Washington could use a little more Oklahoma. Frank Lucas is going to make sure they get it.
This is Frank Lucas, candidate for Congress. I approve this message and ask for your vote in the Republican primary Tuesday, June 26th.
Paid for by Lucas for Congress.
The 2012 Senate Agriculture Committee Farm Bill proposal up on the Senate floor being debated this week. 73 amendments were agreed to as far as to be considered for inclusion in the Farm Bill that will come out of the U.S. Senate. One of those got the attention of a lot of folks throughout agriculture, not just animal agriculture, but all of agriculture, was a Senator Jim DeMint proposal that would basically force all of the agricultural checkoff programs from being mandatory programs to become voluntary programs. His rationale?
Now, this amendment would give individual businesses and small farmers the freedom to refrain from joining one of the 19 checkoff programs against their will. Right now, a lot of businesses are forced into programs that they don't want to be a part of. And as a lot of us know, a lot of the large corporate farmers love to form these checkoff programs to force the smaller companies to pay into them. This just makes it strictly voluntary. So any company that wants to be a part of this, any farmer that wants to be a part of it can, but it makes no sense to continue to force small businesses into these checkoff programs against their will.
Supporters of all the checkoff programs, including the highly popular Dollarhead Beef Checkoff Program, as well as the dairy program, represented by Chair Lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow.
Mr. President, I would urge my colleagues to oppose this amendment that would prohibit the zero-cost checkoff programs. These programs are funded by the private sector, private industry, not taxpayers. They're incredibly beneficial to farmers and businesses who want to help market their products. For example, you've heard of Got Milk. That came from a checkoff program used by the dairy industry. The incredible edible egg is another one. No single egg farmer is going to have the resources to run a national television ad encouraging folks to eat more eggs. So let's be clear. This is a program that commodity groups vote on, they agree to, and the Got Milk campaign happened because dairy farmers got together, voted, decided they wanted to go ahead and do research and a promotion program. So let's not take that ability for the industry to come together, pool their own money to market their product. I would urge a no vote and ask for the yeas and nays.
Chair Lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, speaking out against this move by Jim DeMint to turn all checkoff programs from mandatory self-help programs to a voluntary system. It failed, rather easily, in fact. 20 in favor, 79 opposed. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.